From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Hank Snow.
Rolling down the track, me to two loving daddy ain't coming back, cause I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. Give up a little high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. Mr. Fireman, won't you be listening to me, cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on. Keep rolling on. So shovel the coal at this rattle a roll and keep moving me on. Move on. I've warned you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen to pay me no mind. No, I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. You're rocking your bow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a driving woman on my main line, cause I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. I've warned you twice, now you can settle the price, cause I'm moving on. When you've had your way, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. Stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue. Keep moving on.
Thank you, friends, and a great big howdy to all my good neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. Well, coming up on tonight's Opry lineup tonight, it's Broad Brassfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Moon Mulligan, Chet Atkins, and the entire Opry gang. And I can promise you things will never get dull, not even for a minute tonight, because I invited over the gal who really beats out a song, Miss Martha Carson! Martha will be out here with us in just a minute, friends, but first off tonight, we have to make lots and lots of room for a friend of ours. Not because he's a big fella, but because he tells the tallest tales. But here he is, the fella from Hole-in-Wall, Tennessee himself, Rod Presley!
Hello there,
Mr. Hank. Howdy, Rodley.
How you getting on?
Oh, just great.
Hank, you know what one of your heirs said to the other heir?
No, what?
Says, I didn't know you lived on this block. Hank, you ought to been with me in Atlanta this week. Atlanta, Georgia?
Was you down Atlanta?
Yeah, I had to go down to Atlanta. You see, I was paying my income tax, so that pay-as-you-go plan.
Oh, yeah, pay-as-you-go.
And I didn't pay, and I had to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Hank, do you play golf?
Golf?
Yeah.
Golf. No, what's that?
What's that?
Yeah.
Golf, it's a good game. It's a game where an old man chases a little white ball around when he gets too old to chase anything else. You know. me and a friend of mine was out there playing the other day, and he hit the ball and he put a pretty drive right down the fairway, see?
Good.
And the ball went right into a great big old ant hill.
Ant hill.
Yeah, and he went down there and he'd try to knock that ball out of that ant hill.
Yeah.
He was knocking dirt 40 foot high and 9 million ants just to climb.
Oh, they were.
He knocked every ant out of that ant hill except two.
Yeah.
Two little bitty ants.
And what?
One looked at the other and said, buddy, if we want to live, we better get on the ball.
Rodley, how's your gal friend Susie?
Oh, she's just doing fine,
is
Susie.
She?
Yeah.
Good.
Me and her was out riding around my old car last night.
Yeah.
And we passed one of these here little roadside markets with a lot of fruit out in front of it.
Uh-huh.
So I stopped and got us a sack of apples, see?
Good.
And we was riding around. She was sitting there eating apple there, and I was driving, and she scooted over, sitting right alongside of me. Nudged up against me. Says, Rod, can you drive with just one hand?
Uh-oh.
I said, yeah. Yeah, I can. She says, well, here, have an apple.
She's gotta go.
She says to me, how about letting me drive, Rod? And I said, all right. I didn't know she could drive. But I let her drive, and she's a good driver.
She's good,
and I told her, I said, Susie, honey, I just love the way you handle this old car.
Sure.
You handle this thing just like a veteran.
Yeah.
She says, yeah, but you ought to see me handle a veteran. That makes me mad. I've got to go home. I didn't get the milking done. I fed all the cows.
No hurry.
Get the milking done.
You didn't get the milking done.
Boy, we got some chicken feed the other day that won't quit.
I'll bet.
I fed the chicken some of it just a while ago. Yeah. It's called Lay or Bust Mash.
Lay or Bust?
That's the name of it. Lay or Bust. I bet $4 one of them old roosters got a hold of some of it.
Well, you know, Hank, a lot of people get a lot of enjoyment from the Opry.
They sure do, Grand, just like a lot of fellas get enjoyment from Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
That's right. Every minute of every pipe-smoking day, PA is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Well, that's only natural, because Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And then PA's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of fine choice tobacco. Every time you pack your pipe with Prince Albert, you're sure of mild, tasty smoking enjoyment.
And don't forget, PA is crimp cut, so it packs neat and firm in your pipe, smokes cool and comfortable.
Well, friends, you just can't beat Prince Albert smoking tobacco. So when it comes to pipes or making cigarettes, make sure that you get Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
I'll be doggone if this next lady needs a big flowery introduction. She's the number one singer of spiritual songs in the whole wide world. A Grand Ole Opry star, and everybody knows, Miss Martha Carson! Martha, it really is wonderful to have you here on the show. And say, what have you been doing lately? You been making any personal appearances?
Yes, we have, Hank. We just finished a very pleasant tour down in sunny Florida and had the pleasure of staying over a few days and kind of having a little vacation.
Well, I kind of thought that by the looks of that suntan.
Thank you.
You know, now that you're here, I know that everybody's waiting for one of those wonderful renditions of one of those fine songs of yours. What's it going to be, Martha?
Well, this is our very newest one on the RCA Victor label, one of the very spirited, most spirited spirituals we have. I want to rest a little while.
Sounds real fine.
I want to sit down and rest a little while.
On the getting up morning, going to sing and shout.
Oh, oh, my Lord.
With the band of angels go walking all about.
Oh, oh, my Lord.
For all of my work will be laid down.
Oh, oh, my Lord.
Gonna take off my shoes, gonna put on a crown.
Oh, oh, my Lord.
I'm tired. I want to rest a little while, every step I take is like a mile. I'm tired. Lord, I'm tired. I want to sit down and rest a little. Nobody knows it but Lord and me.
No one but you, Lord.
Just a little bit longer down on my knees.
Down on my knees.
And the Lord's gonna send that chariot out to me.
Swing down, chariot.
I'm tired. I wanna rest a little while every step I take is like a mile. I'm tired. Lord, I'm tired. I wanna sit down and rest a little. Well, one of these mornings it won't be long.
No, no, it won't be long.
He's gonna look around for me, but I'll be gone.
Yes, yes, then I'll be gone.
All the race down here will soon be run.
Race will be done, Lord.
Heaven's door's gonna open, sweet rest will come.
Sweet rest will come.
I'm tired. I wanna rest a little while every step I take is like a mile. I'm tired.
Martha, are you all rested up yet?
Oh, yes, Hank.
Then grab hold of my arm. Chubby and Tommy, get those fiddles going, and we'll all cut a caper with the dancers on a good old-fashioned Grand Ole Opry square dance.
Yes. Oh, by the right, by the right. Well, by swing, go, swing, go, party on you go.
Well, things have really been moving on here, but let's take a moment for a peaceful song. For our spiritual song this Saturday night, and we hope you like it, I just telephone upstairs when I'm troubled. I just telephone upstairs when I'm troubled. Never need to drop a nickel in at all. And the boss is there awaiting, and I'm not exaggerating. He's just sitting there awaiting for my call. I just telephone upstairs when I'm troubled. And it gets a little rugged here below. While the boss's phone is ringing, my weary heart starts singing, and suddenly I hear him say hello. It's a long way to heaven, but I'm sure to get there by and by. For if I can't see the road ahead of me, I just dial the operator in the sky. I just telephone upstairs when I'm troubled. Never waste my time or worrying at all. When I don't know where I'm going, he's got his way of knowing, and he's sitting there all waiting for my call. Every prayer you say is like a phone call, and moonbeams are wires from the skies. And rainbows are the stations away up there in heaven where the boss hears your truths and all your lies. If you say I'm weary and I'm lonely, he'll tell you what to do and how to start. And suddenly you feel the very strangest feeling, like a mountain had been lifted from your heart. People pray for money and for riches. They don't know how poor some rich folks are. For I've found a friend that really gives me consolation. And I have really found my lucky star.
I just telephone upstairs when I'm troubled. Never need to drop a nickel in at all.
When he don't know where he's going, he's got his way of knowing, and he's sitting there all waiting for my call. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Hank, if you could put your finger on one thing that you like about Prince Albert in the making cigarette, what would it be?
Grant, I can't answer that because there are too many reasons why I think P.A. is the makings of a perfect smoke.
Well, you're right. P.A. is so good in so many ways, it's hard to pick out any one reason why you like it. Prince Albert has everything you want in a tobacco, and I mean it's got flavor. Natural tobacco flavor that's held and heightened by P.A.'s own special process, and it rolls up so neat and firm.
Yes, sir. Prince Albert is crimp cut to roll easy. It won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So, fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert and an OCB paper. PA is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow. P.A.
There's a sound from the Grand Ole Opry that nobody can mistake. So I'll just say, here's the king of the country music piano players and his big hit song, Moon Mulligan, and You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry.
You don't have to be a baby to cry. All you need is for love to go wrong. You don't have to be a baby to cry. Hard to lie awake the whole night long. When you leave me, a golden rainbow disappears. Then you leave me, a broken heart that's full of tears. These ain't raindrops in my eyes. Why should I lie? Have to be a baby to cry.
Mighty fine, Moon, thank you. Well, sir, I'm all spruced up, got my track shoes on, and all set to defend myself, because here comes our favorite man chaser from down Grinder Switchway, Cousin Minnie Pooh!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Oh! Well, thank you. Just like hearing a train blow, you love to hear the whistle even if you ain't going nowhere. But I ain't left yet, have I?
Yeah.
No, we got to get through pretty soon here. Well, sure, it's awful nice to have so many handsome fellers around here tonight. And, oh, I can either take these fellers or leave them alone. And the more you leave them alone with me, the better I like it. Now, I'll tell you. Now, you know, I don't have to worry, though, as long as I've got my feller Hezzy. You know, Hank, you know, some girls hold a feller with their personality, and some hold a feller with their looks.
Yeah.
And some hold a feller with a graceful figure.
Yeah.
You know how I hold with fellers.
What, with a bear trap?
A bear trap?
Yeah.
Get away from here. No, indeed. With my special brand of kissing. I'll tell you, my feller Hezzy tells me that he has never kissed another girl, and he never will kiss another girl. He says he always feels so guilty the next day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been down to Florida to see some of our kin folks down there, and they took us over to the beach, and we had Aunt Ambrosie and Uncle Nabob went with me. Uncle Nabob said he wanted to go to Florida in the worst way, and that's the way he went. He went with Aunt Ambrosie. But I'm telling you, there was girls down there on that beach. Oh, they had on bathing suits. I never seen nothing like it. I didn't even put my bathing suit on because I had a little snag placed in the elbow. And I'm glad I didn't, because I wouldn't try to compete with them girls down there. I never seen nothing like it. I'm glad y'all wasn't there. Why, there was one girl down there, she had on one of them hobo-type bathing suits.
What kind of a bathing suit?
No visible means of support.
Uh-huh.
But the worst one I seen, she had on a bathing suit that was just like barbed wire.
Barbed wire?
Surrounds the property but does not obstruct the view.
That's our gal Saturday, every Saturday. Minnie Pearl, we always enjoy talking to you, and we always enjoy listening to Miss Martha Carson. How about another song from Martha, friends and neighbors? Martha, I know after the wonderful job you've done on that first number, I know that you have another one tucked away up your sleeve somewhere, so supposing you tell the folks what it's going to be.
One of my very favorites, Hank, the title song from our new RCA Victor album, Journey to the Sky.
Sky, and I shall reign with him. Oh.
sea.
Thank you, Martha, and thanks in advance to the finest guitar player we ever knew. Here's Chet Atkins with the Black Mountain Rag. So we've had a lot of fun tonight and a lot of getting up and go. Now, what do you say we ease down and pick up a ballad that goes something like this? I don't hurt anymore. All my tears out my dry. No more walk in the pool with that burning inside. Just to think it could be, time has opened the door, and at last I am free. I don't hurt anymore. No use to deny, I wanted to die the day you said we were through. Now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt anymore. Now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before. And it's wonderful now. I don't hurt anymore. Well, there's the fastest 30 minutes I ever saw goodbye. But we had a lot of fun and hope you enjoyed your visit to the Opry, too. You'll be on hand next week now because we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be little Jimmy Dickens, and Jimmy's bringing along everybody's good singing friend, Red Savine. Till then, this is Hank Snow saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Have you tried the all-new king-size Cavalier cigarette?
They taste great, and the smoke feels as good as it tastes.
Yes, that's the big news. The exciting news about new, all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Look for the all-new Cavalier today in the smart new pack in red, white, and gold. Start enjoying the wonderful new blend of Cavalier tobaccos that give you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Yes, just light up and draw that naturally rich flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. Ah, the flavor's all there. It tastes so great.
And it feels so great. Cavalier's new blend brings you fresh, rich tobacco taste and smooth smoke that feels good to you, smoke after smoke.
Tastes great, feels great, a great smoke. That's great new Cavalier. Today's the day for you to win new enjoyment with the wonderful and different all-new Cavalier cigarettes. The smoke feels as good as it tastes.
This program has been brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM Nashville.